Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest in celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
what's going on. I've been going to the gym every day, working out, sweating hard, doing everything they're telling me to do, but I just can't lose the weight. I mean, what can I do?
Girl, I had that same issue until I contacted DivaFi Fitness. I went to DivaFi Fitness, and they taught me how to bring my sexy back one spin at a time. Girl, with DivaFi Fitness, they are a mobile pole dance and erotic fitness center where they come to you. What they do is they help you strengthen your inner core and help you bring your sexy back. They do like passion parties, bachelorette parties, lady nights out, and it really helps you tone up, get in shape, and really get back to your femininity. I'm going to give you their info. You should contact them, girl. Their info is at myspace.com/DeevaFitness. And that's DeevaFied Fitness. So check them out. I did know they go to Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. So, girl, I'm with DeevaFied Fitness, and you should, too.
Thank you, girl. I'm going to call DeevaFied Fitness today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now listening to you. Say what now? With Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest in celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, disclosure. Say What Now is specifically designed to be listened to by adults and therefore not suitable for children under the age of 17. This program will contain the following: crude, indecent language, and explicit sexual conversation. So, if you are a hater and you cannot handle the topic of today, we do suggest that you turn our show off right now. Thanks for listening to Say What Now.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome so much to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio for Sunday, August the 17th. I am Classy Diva coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a fantastic show for you this evening. We have the fabulous Alexis K. Tyler from Vagina Power joining us. We definitely will love to take your questions and your comments. You would like to call in, you can do so at 37-677-1412-347-677-1412, or you can email us at klmc1997@gmail.com. The first thing that I want to do is, first of all, introduce our special guest host.
Alexis K. Tyler is the founder of Vagina Power and Penis Power, emphasizing spiritual sexuality. Tyler first gained fame on the local public access channel in the Atlanta metropolitan area. But then, after posting some videos and her public speaking presentations on YouTube, her name is now recognized across the country as one of the most candid, outspoken, and ultra-straightforward authorities on sex, seduction, and eroticism. For more information on Alexis K. Tyler, feel free to Google Vagina Power or her name, Alexis K. Tyler, on Google, or you can go on YouTube. We welcome to Say What Now, Alexis K. Tyler of Vagina Power.
Well, I definitely would like to welcome our special guest, Ms. Kay Tyler. How are you this afternoon, Ms. Tyler?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I just wanted to say, first off, that I'm really so proud of you and what you're doing and the information that you're putting out. Wonderful show.
Hey, Alexis.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Hey, this is Zilla. Can you look underneath the bed? I think I left my boxers over there last night.
You know you can't wear no boxers when you come to my house. It's a thong or nothing, because I need some shit I can snatch off easy.
Okay. Miss Alexis, can you tell everybody that's listening a little bit about your website and what you do?
Well, the only site I have up right now is the shop.vaginapowertv.com, because I've dealt with so much hacking in the past few months. So that's where all of my DVDs, my CD book on vagina power, spiritual sexuality, and my lectures are located, as well as my vagina power, penis power, and gay love T-shirts are, because I realized I have a large straight, gay, lesbian, and bisexual following. So since I'm talking about spiritual sexuality, and it applies to every human being that is living, that deals with emotions, and you got a puss and a dick, then I am blanketing all of us with this information. So they can find my stuff at my shop.vaginapowertv.com. And basically right now I just have the YouTube sites up where I put my videos up there weekly based on what the fans tell me they want to talk about.
Okay, great. Well, what we're going to do now, go to the entertainment report and then hurry up and get to the topic at hand. In the entertainment report, we're going to also do a tribute to Isaac Hayes as well. So what's going on in entertainment, Blogzilla?
Well, I don't know if you know this week, but Solange really much said that she doesn't like being compared to her sister. She actually says sometimes that she hit her sister and she drowned her sister in a bathtub. And she hates being referred to as Beyonce's little sister, and she smashed Beyonce's awards from her talent shows when she was a baby and told her daddy, yeah, I did it, and what? She's also drinks Coronas at a little redneck bar in her town. So that's going on. What else happened? Sticky Fingers came back onto the scene with a new album. And what else? It's been a really dry week for entertainment, really. Now that I'm thinking of, it's been a really, really dry week. Young Jock is he needs to pay his baby mother some money too, and Jody Breeze got arrested. That's pretty much what entertainment's
okay.
going on. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that whole Lisa Ray issue that went down this week?
Well, the whole Lisa Ray, it's niggotry at its finest. Lisa Ray put out. It is. She put out she had her publicist put out a statement that her husband slept with Roxy. And then she said, I'm tickled. And then Roxy's publicist sent out a statement that said, yeah, that dude's leaving her, and they're getting a divorce. And then she was on TV in Kirkson Takeover, what the island is called. And it's just really, really crazy. It's a whole bunch of niggas going on. I think people should handle their private business in there without the help of their publicist. So... And that is crazy, so stuff going on. And I think when you make a hoe a housewife, like Lisa Ray was, a stripper, then niggotry is bound to happen. It's bound to follow. So learn from that, kiddies, and stay away from the niggotry.
Okay, well, what we're going to do now is we're going to do a tribute to Isaac Hayes and also to Bernie Mac. This has definitely been a very sad 2 weeks because we were a great comic and we lost a very great singer, the Black Moses of our time. So with that, we're going to listen to the tribute.
Everybody can understand it. Don't be afraid of the word motherfucker. I'm going to bring it down to you. If you're out there this afternoon, you see about three or four brothers talking, you might hear a conversation and it go like this. You seen that motherfucker, Bobby? That motherfucker owed me 35 motherfucking dollars. He told me he's going to pay my motherfucking money last motherfucking week. I ain't seen this motherfucker yet. I'm not going to chase this motherfucker for my 35 motherfucking dollars. I called the motherfucker 4 motherfucking times. But the motherfucker won't call me back. I called his mama the other motherfucking day. She going to pay like the motherfucker went in.
I'm gonna make love to you, woman. Gonna live.
All right. Thanks so much for that tribute. Miss Alexis, how did you feel about Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes?
Well, I mean, I really don't know all the circumstances surrounding them. I think, it was very sad that it happened. I remember Chocolate Chip Child when I was a little girl. I grew up in the 70s. And those favorite, they were like icons to me. He was incredible. This big, tall, chocolate black man with this bald head and these shades, just so sexy. And it's just so sad that all those icons and what they represent is not in music anymore. Oh, they're dying.
Right. You know, sad day for all of us. Black Widow, how did you feel about the tribute?
The tribute was hilarious. Hearing the Bernie Mac again was actually great. And the whole Isaac Hayes, it was just fantastic. You know, actually, Shaq, my cousin, Richard Roundtree, we're related. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, they said Blockzilla's the one bad mother. You guys are supposed to, say, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Right on.
All right. Well, I actually see that people in right now already holding to get on the top end. So if anybody wants to call in and get in the queue, so the number is going to be 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. We're going to take a very short break, and we're going to get right into it.
Hello, world. My name is Darren Rich.
And I am Israel Jacobs.
We write.
We speak.
And we teach. We are the Rich Jacobs Company. And as well, world, look out for our highly anticipated theatrical production. You paint the picture.
Paint the picture, ladies. This is for you guys. It is from a man's perspective of how a woman is supposed to be treated. Ladies, this is a must-see.
For more information about the Rich Jacobs Company, go to their website at www.therichjacobscompany.com.
Want to know what's going on in Atlanta tonight? Log on to atltonight.com today and join the hottest social network website and email list in Atlanta. From clubs to bars to lounges to live music spots, whatever you're looking for, find it featured at atltonight.com. That's ATL2NITE.com. Connecting places, connecting faces.
Memoirs of a Jump Off by Classy Diva.
Silly rabbit, you think you have your man, but you have no idea. You see, because I'm a jump off. I don't give a fuck about you claiming him to be yours, because if I want him, I can have him. You see, either I'll be your friend just to get to your man. I'll be your homegirl just to get to your man. And when you're not looking, I'm going to call your man. I'm going to tell him that I want to be his friend, you see. Get him with me, you see, and open my leg. And your man. It's going to be all up in me. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Because, see, I have no conscience. I don't give a fuck about you. Because whatever I want, I'm going to get. And your man is the one that I want right now. So you trust me, you call me, and I'm your homegirl, but you never know that I am the one that's fucking your man. Because, you see, I'm a jump off. And I don't care about you or any other woman. But if I see a man that I want, I'm going to get it. Believe it. Jump off.
All right, we are back. And, of course, Ms. Alexis, you may not know this, but before I start the topic every week, I start off with just a little poem or something that's going to be about the topic at hand. Blockzilla, how did you feel when you heard that little snippet right there?
When I heard that snippet, I was thinking of a particular woman who has a man that's about to come in town and how I want to be the pole that she slides down. That's what I was thinking about when I heard that poem. But I had a bunch of jump offs in my life. I've actually been exclusively dealing with jump offs for the past 2 years. even though I took a break from the jump offs because I had an epiphany one time when I was taking a piss in the shower that these jump offs really was only using me for dick and that I was the actual jump off, so I stopped jumping off the jump offs.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And Miss Alexis, how did you feel about that?
Well, you know, a lot of things were going through my mind when I was hearing you recite that, because it's like I have been in that position and actually been that jump off bitch, you know, and at one point when I was younger, and I have seen so many women be that jump off and actually talk to me. I mean, even I hear it now, how women talk to me in confidence and ask me my opinion about particular sexual situations when they're dealing with somebody that's close in the family or a relative or a girlfriend, a husband or boyfriend. And what I want to say about it, there are two dynamics to that, and that's a jump off can be a very powerful bitch with a very powerful lower level of vagina power. She there are two levels of vagina power that I talk about. When we talk about spiritual sexuality, there's the highest level, which deals with the mind, body, and spirit and soul integration, where you're at 360 degrees of power, and you don't use your pussy to negotiate or manipulate shit that's between your legs. You use the pussy that is between your ears. When you have evolved and you have matured into a full womanhood and your goddess state, that is the kind of power level that I'm trying to introduce a lot of our women to, because we're really dark. We are asleep. We're dead to the highest goddess principles within us. We think we're just human beings, but we are really superhuman. We are gods and goddesses manifesting in an ordinary realm because we don't realize that we are super ordinary and immortal. So when a woman is in a lower level of pussy power, she's a jump off, and a jump off can be very lucrative. So I can't say all these negative things about it because there are pros and cons. And there are a lot of women that are doing very well because they jump off professional dick riders and pussy eaters slash dick suckers and cum drinkers. Because men are riding around here in Hummers. They got expensive pocketbooks and clothes and shoes. They got big old houses. They take trips to anywhere they want to go in the world. So there are benefits to being a good jump off bitch. Because you don't have no conscience, you don't say no. When you see something you want, it doesn't matter who is in the way, and this can reap big rewards. Then on the other side of it, there are some jump-offs out here that are not sure that they really want to master the lower level of their pussy power because their emotions get involved. Excuse me?
You said the pussy power between their ears, which means is that their mouth or their brain or just – how they use their pussy.
See, like I was saying, you do not have to negotiate by putting no dick in your pussy or in your mouth to make a deal when you are vibrating from the highest level of your cerebral cortex and your spiritual awareness. When you are in your goddess state, like I said, you have peeled off veil that makes you think you are just human. You realize that you are not mortal. You are not ordinary. So you are moving from a total mind, body, spirit, and soul integration, and you are a grown woman in vagina power. Grown women that are standing in vagina power, sir, ma'am, whoever listening, have mercy. Do not negotiate
Amen.
With your pussy and your damn mouth and your tonsils with no cum hanging off your damn esophagus and swimming around in your damn stomach.
That's a very effective position to negotiate, because when we have the cum from the chin, we are at a weaker state ourselves, us having the penis power. That's why they get all of that, because when you have my dick in your mouth and you say, I'm more likely to pay your light bill to get you to continue using that mouth power.
But what I'm trying to get you to see, like I said, when a woman's in a jump-off state like that, she is usually in a predator mode. She ain't no better than a maggot, a fly laying a baby egg on a dead carcass to turn into a maggot, or a fucking vulture. I don't care what you say. See, when you are a little girl, and when your mama, your daddy, and no other grown woman that is in the highest level of her vagina divinity has not come along
and opened up your mind, liberated your cerebral cortex, and you didn't go to school or you're not working or whatever, you're not manifesting what you need to manifest based on the laws of attraction in your own experience, or even if you have those things, there are women that have money, they still nasty jump off, and they'll always do it for the money or the light bill. When there's a darkness in you and you don't realize your power, it's many reasons. See, we have to do many parts to this show, because a lot of women, they might like to fuck, they might like to suck. Some of them might have been considered ugly or unattractive when they were little, so nobody really wanted to pay attention to them, and now they turn into a beautiful swan in high school or college, and now they're getting off on it. It's their ego, it's a sense of approval. A lot of them were fucked by their daddies or their uncles, so they got a sex spirit implanted into the root of their pussy. When they were little girls, they didn't even understand what sexuality and spirituality and inappropriate boundaries and behavior were about. So see, there are a lot of reasons, or you're jealous of another woman and what she has, and you feel powerless to take her place or to take her life from her or to be able to compete with her on that level. So you try to create this ideal, or you saw a Playboy magazine, or you saw a commercial, or you saw another actress or a singer, a movie star, somebody you want to emulate, so you turn to jump off because that's what she is, that's what she was, that's how she accomplished these things. See, there are many roles to being a jump-off hoe. And there you have to deal with the psychology of the individual that is being the jump off at that time to determine what is the motivation. But I still say that since I've been there and now I'm where I'm at and I'm a grown woman, vagina power, I'm not acting as a little girl, and I don't negotiate with my pussy, my asshole, or my mouth unless I'm speaking, not because a dick is some cum or some pussy in it. When you know who you are, and when you realize that the higher level of vagina power within you controls the moon, the sun, and the stars, and you receive all thoughts because we're all connected telepathically, mentally, and emotionally, and spiritually, you don't have to get on your knees and then mumble through somebody's nuts in between your teeth that you need your light bill paid. That's what I'm saying.
But a lot of these females are just dickmatized, and it's like crack. It's like the crackhead. The crackhead, the first hit of crack, and then they walk around for the rest of their life looking for that first high. A lot of these girls get the dick so good, because like you said, it's penis power too. They get that thing that's in the bottom of their pussy that they just striving to get more of that and looking to get every dude to get that feeling again. So what's to say that they just don't want to have sex?
I use that example. Sometimes they are because they just like to fuck. But I'm still saying that a woman in vagina power realizes that she's the creator. Her womb is the creation of all men, so, and she created his dick in her womb. So if she gets addicted to a dick, especially one that don't give a fuck about her, that ain't trying to marry her, be the father of her children, take care of her, provide for her, to make sure she wants for nothing, and she's not playing herself like a jump off with him or anybody else. If he's not doing that, and she's addicted to a dick that she created within the Garden of Eden in her own womb, then that means her vagina power is being used against her, and she is a fool. Instead of pulling her energy within her, she's allowed a man to pull the energy outside of her. When she's sucking his dick and she's sucking his sperm, she's taking the divine essence that he has within him, and she's allowed it to be able to redirect the energy within the electric circuits of her own mind and reduce her to a dick-sucking, calm-drinking slave and a freak. And that is abnormal. That's against her nature. I know it's against mine. Because the woman is the divine creator. A man don't rule no woman unless she submit herself to him. A woman is in control at all time of who she sleep with, who she don't, who she pick, who she don't, not the man.
So the vagina should be used for monetary gain. So you're saying if she's doing all of this, then she should get something out of it. Is that what you're saying? She shouldn't
now,
do it for free.
That's what you said. There should be an even exchange with everything. If you're going to be a hoe, like I said, there are pros and cons to being a jump-off. If I was going to be a jump-off, you better believe I would be a damn good one. If you're going to be a dick-sucker, be a good dick-sucker. You're going to be a stripper, be a good damn stripper. But if you're coming home with nothing, or some man coming to your house and he done damn busted open every hole in your damn body, And when he bending you over doggy style to put his dick in your pussy, he can't tell which one is your asshole or your fucking pussy because he done prolapsed your fucking asshole because you can see down in like a damn old damn black tunnel. And he get up and you ain't got no money, then you is a fucking fool. I'm not advocating prostitution, but I'm just saying if you're going to do these things, because niggas talk and bitches talk too. So if you want to be out there with everybody know your damn dough number and everybody know your asshole before they know your damn name, and that's all you are and you have nothing to show for it, you are more pathetic to me than someone that at least got somewhere to stay and food to eat and they can take care of their children. But no, that is not what I was talking about. Because like I said, when you're in vagina power on the highest level, you don't have to negotiate that way, and nor do you desire to be a jump off and a damn calm freak because you have discipline. You control your pussy. You don't let no dick and nobody control you. When you're a woman with honor and integrity and you walking in your divinity, you're not no calm freak. Something else is wrong with you. If a woman is a calm freak because she love a certain man dick and the way he hit her bottom, there's nothing wrong with loving dick. That's not what I'm saying. But when that's all she got to have some man plugged up in her and she only feels safe and secure and like she got some power when a dick is hung up in her, there is something else that woman is hungry for. There's a deeper connection that she's feeling when his dick is in her pussy because it taps into the spiritual and the divine essence of your vagina and of his dick. It's a mental, emotional, and spiritual as well as a physical connection. I don't care if it's a one-night stand or a trick. You're still tapping into the higher levels. And sometimes men can penetrate a woman and hit that bottom and work that ass and hit them nerves up in that pussy and open up some spiritual doors in her and release some emotions in her and an adrenaline and secretions and shit that she didn't know was bottled up in there. So she becomes attached to this man. She's like honey to a bee. She's like a dog on a leash for this particular man, and she's thinking, I'm just hooked on the sex. But you have to realize there are some deeper things and circuits that are opening up in chakra and auric field connections that are taking place when a woman is addicted to a certain man's dick and she starts to chase a feeling. There's something else psychological, mental, and emotional there that is lost.
Amen, amen. And Ms. Alexis, I wanted to touch on something that you said before, and this is definitely a very complex issue because you have your junior jump, you have your reform jump off, and you have your professional jump off. And the reason why I decided to do this show, because I'm going to be honest and put myself out there, I am a reformed jump off to be that girl that you heard, you know, when you listened to the first of the topic. But one thing that women have to think about that are junior jump offs who really don't know what they're doing, why are you doing it? What satisfaction are you getting out of it? You know, he just comes to fuck you, then he leaves. So what are you getting out of it? What kind of issues do you have within yourself to think that second is great, because guess what, it's not, and all you're doing is just putting yourself down. And we also have a comment, Miss Alexis, in the chat room. Well, I mean, Blazo, not all the time, but at the same time, you have to look at your self-worth, and that's something that we talked about.
That's worth a lot.
But all the time, it's not about good dick, it's about yourself. It's about how do you treat yourself. I mean, because think about it like this, and I'm dealing with this shit right now. What happens when the tables are turned, and now you are the woman, and you got jumping after your man? You see what I'm saying? So you have to look at all of that. I mean, it's fucked up as it is, but it's true. I want to ask you a question. There was something that came in the chat room, and a young lady named Urban Lux wants to know, how long should you wait before you have sex with somebody?
People ask me that question a lot, and I always say that it depends on the motivation of the relationship and the circumstances and the type of mindset of the man that you're dealing with. Because if you're meeting someone that is used to having sex the first day that they meet you, that doesn't mean that person is a dog or that they're necessarily going to fuck you and walk away. Sometimes that's just how men are. They see something that they like at that moment and they want it and they're really turned on and attracted by that woman. And not only will they sleep with her the first night, but then they'll stay with her and wine her and dine her and really want
her
to parlay into something else. Then it's men you meet right off. That's all the motivation is about. They got a wife, girlfriend somewhere else. They out of town. They at the club. They're a little tipsy. And they just see something they want to fuck. So it's like, let me trick off how much you take. Well, basically, if I can get it from that, I can get it from the parking lot. See you. I don't want to be you. So you really have to not only be moving from a place of what motivates you, to get in this relationship. You really got to screen these men better. You got to know what is motivating them to step to you and really what their agenda is to decide, should I do this night or do I need to break this down and take this slow? You got to learn to read people very well. Because you can wait 6 months. A man will fuck you, and he's been whining down you 6 months, and he's angry. So he wants to, it's a resentment fuck, so he's going to break you off and get the fuck on. And then, you know, somebody that, like I said earlier, can stay, but you really got to see what kind, if this man has an ego, if this man has something to prove to someone else or to himself, you got to really know the mindset of that person. You see what I'm saying? Does that sound crazy?
No, it actually sounds really, really good. And we have a lot of people that are making comments in the chat room about what we're doing. But we're also asking for people to call in at 347-677-1412. 347-677-1412. Two things that I wanted to talk to you about, Ms. Alexis, is the mind frame of a junior jump off. You know, this is just your little, your high school or local girl that basically once she sees a guy with the girl and she sees that they're happy, she goes after them. How do you feel about those hoes?
Well, you, from what I'm telling you, it's not just the high school girls. You have to really look. A lot of them are developing, and you know how that is now. When we was developing, couldn't nobody tell me I was not cute. When I was 12 and 13, and little booty started coming out, little butt started coming out of my chest, and people, little grown men, started sneaking around the bushes. Some of they going to wait on me. They going to holler at me when my grandmama turned her head. So you don't know who been in these little girls' heads, who's been whispering in their ear. And then I see grown women raising these little girls, a girl 2 years old, a damn one-year-old, ain't even got, she can't even shit and wipe her ass. She got a pamper on. And her mama at the fucking cookout, leaning over the ball on the side of the grill and shit. Go, shake, shake. Go, boo-boo. Shake it. Show them how to pop, lock, and drop it at 1 year old. And 2 years old, yeah, my baby gonna get that money. Them niggas gonna pay my baby, whether she go in the strip club or where she go holler at them and she trick. We got grown old ass women that are teaching these little girls to be sluts and whores. Many of these little girls you see in high school trying to take somebody man, fuck somebody like they're a grown woman, been undercover watching Vanessa Del Rio, ain't no telling who else. And then they get out after school, you see them out in the parking lot, popping one booty cheek and popping the other. You know, and learning how to fuck, dance like they riding on a whole damn dick. It's grown women that are creating this type of mindset. And then our society and our media is creating this mindset. And like I said, when you see that it's lucrative to take somebody's boyfriend, even though you're 12 or 13 years old, and there's benefit, you feel powerful. You feel in control. So if the girl already thinking she cute, people been telling her she fine, she got a fat ass and titties, and they like the way she walking, and she have the nerve to tell them. They tell me this all the time. Miss Alexis, I'm a virgin, but I did suck my boyfriend's dick, and he came in my mouth. And I'm good at sucking dick, but I ain't let him hit the pussy. These little girls think this is cute, and they are bragging about this, and they got 20 and 30-year-old men teaching them how to suck dick at 13 and 14 years old, and they get benefit. They're not where we are. They're not where you are. They're not where I am. They don't have women like us to break this down to them. So they are motivated to chase because it makes them feel powerful and special. Look at me. Look what I can do. Look at my ass. Look at my pussy. Look at my titties. Look at the power that I will. I can take this man. She thinks she got him, but I fucked him last night. I sucked him in the bathroom. This is already the mentality that our little girls have.
Yeah. And I have a question that's in the chat room. It's looking like one of our ladies is having a professional jump off that's coming after her, and her man stated that the issue she's having is that jump offs are even leaving notes on her car about her man. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I think that what she should do, she should keep those notes. She should read those notes. She should see who is sending them. She should talk to those women, look at their backgrounds, look and see if they have any history with this man. She needs to take those conversations. She needs to videotape these hoes that's leaving it, and she then needs to research this man that she's fucking. Because I'm going to tell you just like this, every woman does not have a problem with a jump-off bitch trying to take her man. And it might, she might be lying, But then again, she might know something about this man. She might know this woman. Her pussy, I'm not trying to be funny, but her pussy might know this man dick better than this woman that he damn in a relationship with.
And she needs to,
I wouldn't jump on her or go off on her. She needs to see what is behind this.
Right. Because there may be more to thinking.
How do I feel about
Blackville, how do you feel about this?
About the chick leaving notes on the car?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does she need to check somebody? Somebody need to get checked. Point blank. That's just, I'm old school. I'm smacking somebody. They do some shit like that. That's just crazy. Like, but I mean, I'm all about jump offs. I like jump offs at the end of the day. It's easier. It's really easy. It's less stress. And I think that's really what it is that it's less stress when you deal with a jump off. Is when you actually wife somebody and have a relationship, it's so much more that you have to do from a male's perspective. But when you have a jump off, it's crazy. Now, reference to the whole young girl thing, I've never dealt with a younger chick like that. Now, when I was older, when I was younger, when I was 19, 18, I probably dealt with high school girls. But like, as an adult in my 20s, that's just not something that I've dealt with. But I've noticed when I was younger in grade school, every time I would try to holler at a girl, she would say, my boyfriend's 23, and my boyfriend's 20-something, and my boyfriend, I'm just like, wow. So this is just astonishing to me. But a jump off is easy.
Think you know all there is about sex? Silly rabbit. Go to blogzilla.com, the sexual intellectual, to find out what's going on in the sexual revolution. Blogzilla.com.
Being laid off, downsized, or replaced? Be your own boss. Right now, CorpOrLLC.com will prepare your articles for your corporation or LLC for free. We are your one-stop shop for your small business needs. CorpOrLLC.com offers logo design, website design, virtual office, business plans, 501c3 completion, executive assistance, business cards, and so much more. Call now, 866-966-0722. That's 866-966-0722. Or visit us online at www.corporllc.com. That's www.corporllc.com. CorpOrLLC.com, the first step in small business.
Are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest in celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on Blog.